Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and I want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given you the Holy Spirit to indwell you and to keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we are in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started by song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get all prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we are in your corner. So go wake up your neighbor. Go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece, your nephew. Go wake the children up. Wake up your son, your daughter. Wake them all up and tell them that In Your Corner is on the air. Now go wake everybody up. Go wake them up. Get them out of the bed. Tell them, get up, get up, get out of the bed, sleepyhead. Wake up. It's time to wake up and get your day started. Come on, y'all. Look like I hear the bus. Hey, y'all. Y'all better get on up this morning, because here come the Bible bus. Wake the kids up. Go on and wake them up. I know they saying that they ain't got to go to school this morning, but yeah, but this ain't the school bus. This the Bible bus. All right. You need to get on board of the Bible bus, because in a little while, we're going to be reading our Bible. So get on board of the Bible bus. Wake up now, y'all. Y'all need to wake up. All right. Well, let me wake y'all up with a song. Let me just wake you up with a song. Come on, y'all. We going somewhere. We going somewhere. See, Christians, we just don't have church. We be going somewhere. We going up yonder. We going up yonder. We going to be with the Lord one day. That's what it's all about. We just not singing songs and having a good time. We getting ourselves ready. The church is the preparation room. Listen to this. That was the Walter Hawkins, the Love Center Choir, featuring Tremaine Hawkins, saying, "I'm going up yonder." See, we're not just having church here. We're going somewhere. We're on our way to heaven. All right, now, y'all, it's Bible time. Time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. This morning, we're going to be reading out of 1 Chronicles chapter 17 through 21. 1 Chronicles chapter 17 through 21. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
After David was settled in his palace, he said to Nathan the prophet,
"Here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord is under a tent."
Nathan replied to David,
"Whatever you have in mind, do it, for God is with you."
But that night, the word of God came to Nathan, saying,
"Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. You are not the one to build me a house to dwell in. I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought Israel up out of Egypt to this day. I have moved from one tent site to another, from one dwelling place to another. Wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their leaders whom I commanded to shepherd my people, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from the pasture, from tending the flock, and appointed you ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name like the names of the greatest men on earth, and I will provide a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning and have done ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also subdue all your enemies. I declare to you that the Lord will build a house for you. When your days are over and you go to be with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for me, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. I will never take my love away from him, as I took it away from your predecessor. I will set him over my house and my kingdom forever. His throne will be established forever."
Nathan reported to David all the words of this entire revelation. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said,
"Who am I, Lord God? And what is my family that you have brought me this far? And as if this were not enough in your sight, my God, you have spoken about the future of the house of your servant. You, Lord God, have looked on me as though I were the most exalted of men. What more can David say to you for honoring your servant? For you know your servant, Lord. For the sake of your servant and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made known all these great promises. There is no one like you, Lord, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth whose God went out to redeem a people for himself, and to make a name for yourself, and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations from before your people whom you redeemed from Egypt? You made your people Israel your very own forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord, let the promise you have made concerning your servant and his house be established forever. Do so that it will be established and that your name will be great forever. Then people will say,
"The Lord Almighty, the God over Israel, is Israel's God."
And the house of your servant David will be established before you. You, my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build a house for him. So your servant has found courage to pray to you. You, Lord, our God, you have promised these good things to your servant. Now, you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever in your sight. For you, Lord, have blessed it, and it will be blessed forever.
In the course of time, David defeated the Philistines and subdued them, and he took Gath and its surrounding villages from the control of the Philistines. David also defeated the Moabites, and they became subject to him and brought him tribute. Moreover, David defeated Hadadezer, king of Zobah, in the vicinity of Hamath, when he went to set up his monument at the Euphrates River. David captured 1,000 of his chariots, 7,000 charioteers, and 20,000 foot soldiers. He hamstrung all but 100 of the chariot horses. When the Arameans of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David struck down 22,000 of them. He put garrisons in the Aramean kingdom of Damascus, and the Arameans became subject to him and brought him tribute. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. David took the gold shields carried by the officers of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. From Teba and Kun, towns that belonged to Hadadezer, David took a great quantity of bronze, which Solomon used to make the bronze sea, the pillars, and various bronze articles. When Tou, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated the entire army of Hadadezer, king of Zobah, he sent his son Hadoram to King David to greet him and congratulate him on his victory in battle over Hadadezer, who had been at war with Tou. Hadoram brought all kinds of articles of gold, of silver, and of bronze. King David dedicated these articles to the Lord, as he had done with the silver and gold he had taken from all these nations, Edom and Moab, the Ammonites and the Philistines, and Amalek. Abishai, son of Zeruiah, struck down 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became subject to David. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. David reigned over all Israel, doing what was just and right for all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was recorder. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, were priests. Shavsha was secretary. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and Pelethites, and David's sons were chief officials at the king's side. In the course of time, Nahash, king of the Ammonites, died, and his son succeeded him as king. David thought,
"I will show kindness to Hanun, son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me."
So David sent a delegation to express his sympathy to Hanun concerning his father. When David's envoys came to Hanun in the land of the Ammonites to express sympathy to him, the Ammonite commanders said to Hanun,
"Do you think David is honoring your father by sending envoys to you to express sympathy? Haven't his envoys come to you only to explore and spy out the country and overthrow it?"
So Hanun seized David's envoys, shaved them, cut off their garments at the buttocks, and sent them away. When someone came and told David about the men, he sent messengers to meet them, for they were greatly humiliated. The king said,
"Stay at Jericho till your beards have grown, and then come back."
When the Ammonites realized that they had become obnoxious to David, Hanun, And the Ammonites sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire chariots and charioteers from Aram-Naharaim, Aram-Maelgah, and Zobah. They hired 32,000 chariots and charioteers, as well as the king of Maelgah with his troops, who came and camped near Medeba, while the Ammonites were mustered from their towns and moved out for battle. On hearing this, David sent Joab out with the entire army of fighting men. The Ammonites came out and drew up in battle formation at the entrance to their city, while the kings who had come were by themselves in the open country. Joab saw that there were battle lines in front of him and behind him, so he selected some of the best troops of Israel and deployed them against the Arameans. He put the rest of the men under the command of Abishai, his brother, and they were deployed against the Ammonites. Joab said,
"If the Arameans are too strong for me, then you are to rescue me. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will rescue you. Be strong, and let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight."
Then Joab and the troops with him advanced to fight the Arameans, and they fled before him. When the Ammonites realized that the Arameans were fleeing, they too fled before his brother Abishai and went inside the city. So Joab went back to Jerusalem. After the Arameans saw that they had been routed by Israel, they sent messengers and had Arameans brought from beyond the Euphrates River, with Shophak, the commander of Hadadezer's army, leading them. When David was told of this, he gathered all Israel and crossed the Jordan. He advanced against them and formed his battle lines opposite them. David formed his lines to meet the Arameans in battle, and they fought against him. But they fled before Israel, and David killed 7,000 of their charioteers and 40,000 of their foot soldiers. He also killed Shophak, the commander of their army. When the vassals of Hadadezer saw that they had been routed by Israel, they made peace with David and became subject to him. So the Arameans were not willing to help the Ammonites anymore. In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, Joab led out the armed forces. He laid waste the land of the Ammonites and went to Rabbah and besieged it. But David remained in Jerusalem. Joab attacked Rabbah and left it in ruins. David took the crown from the head of their king. Its weight was found to be 1 talent of gold, and it was set with precious stones, and it was placed on David's head. He took a great quantity of plunder from the city and brought out the people who were there, consigning them to labor with saws and with iron picks and axes. David did this to all the Ammonite towns. Then David and his entire army returned to Jerusalem. In the course of time, war broke out with the Philistines at Gezer. At that time, Sibukai the Hushathite killed Sipai, one of the descendants of the Rephaites, and the Philistines were subjugated. In another battle with the Philistines, Elhanan, son of Jaber, killed Lamai, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, who had a spear with a shaft like a weaver's rod. In still another battle, which took place at Gath, there was a huge man with 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot, 24 in all. He also was descended from Rapha. When he taunted Israel, Jonathan, son of Shimeah, David's brother, killed him. These were descendants of Rapha in Gath, and they fell at the hands of David and his men.
All right, that's our Bible reading this morning. We read out of 1 Chronicles chapter 17 through chapter 20. 1 Chronicles chapter 17 through 20. May God bless those who have heard his holy word this morning. All right, it's prayer time. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Let's get together and let's pray. For a family that prays together is a family that will stay together. All right, y'all. Come on. This is Wednesday, and so we got to pray about Wednesday night Bible study. Come on, y'all. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are, the God who hears and you still answer prayers. Lord, we just want to thank you that all is well this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we got eyes and we can see this morning. Thank you, Lord, we got ears and we can hear. Thank you, Lord, we got a nose and we can smell. Thank you, Lord, we got a tongue and we can taste. Thank you, Lord, you gave us hands and we can feel and touch this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us these five senses and all is in order this morning. Thank you, dear God. Now, Lord, we want to pray for those who things are not quite in order. Lord, there may be somebody this morning who can't see. Lord, we ask that you will be with that person. Lord, there may be somebody who can't even walk this morning. Be with them in a mighty way. There may be somebody who can't even talk, dear God. Be with them, dear God. Encourage them in Jesus' name. Lord, we want to pray for those that are sick and shed in, dear God. We ask that you'll touch their bodies, heal their bodies, make their bodies whole again. And then, Lord, we want to pray about Wednesday night Bible study tonight. Lord, we ask that you'll just prepare the hearts of the pastors and the preachers and prepare the hearts of those teachers, dear God, that's going to be teaching your divine word. And Lord, give them a mind to stay with the word, dear God, to teach what you would have us to teach and not just what we want to teach. And Lord, we pray for the students, dear God. We pray that you will get their hearts and mind fixed, dear God, to go to Bible study tonight, dear God. And Lord, we pray for the little children, dear God. We pray that they'll make it to Bible study tonight, and the big children as well as all of the adults. Now, Lord, we want to pray for the mamas and the daddies, the mamas and the papas. We pray that you'll be with them as they go to work now. Give us all traveling mercies. Let us make it to work safe and sound. And Lord, let us make it back home safe and sound. So Lord, we thank you now. We praise you and we count it all done because we ask it in Jesus' name. And for his sake, we pray. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We done had our scripture, we done had our song, and we done had our prayer. And look like that music is letting me know that it's time for me to be getting on out of here. But I have certainly enjoyed you riding along with me this morning on the Bible bus. Let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, if you miss any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. In Your Corner will be rebroadcast at 12 noon and 6 p.m. Ghostbusters will be rebroadcast at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. The Situation Room will be rebroadcast at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. A Look in the Book will be rebroadcast at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. Unshackled will be rebroadcast at 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. And a deeper look in the book will be rebroadcast at 5 p.m. and 11 p.m. And listen to us all day long. Tell your friend, tell your neighbor, tell your co-worker about us, because we are in your corner.